Ladies and gentlemen, after three rounds, we go to the judges' scorecards for decision. The judges score the contest 29-28, 29-28, and 30-27 for the winner by unanimous decision, Michael the Menace Johnson!
I'm here with your winner, Michael Johnson. So you took the fight on short notice, you had to cut a bunch of weight, and then you take on someone as tough as Artem Lobov. It's been a pretty long week for you, right?
Yeah, it's been a crazy long week, man. I had like 30 pounds to cut in a week. I got as close as I could, but we did it. Hold on, Yeah, I secured the bag and I'm coming home with it. Don't worry about it, guys.
So tell me what it was like to be facing someone like Artem Lobov, who just walks forward with his hands down, wearing shots as well as he does.
It's tough. You know, that's one of my first guys I've ever fought to do that. So my hat's off to him, but hey, he trains day in, day out with one of the best lightweight featherweights in the world, you know? So he wasn't expecting anything different when he came in and faced me, but my hat's off to him. He's very tough. I'm glad he accepted the fight, and I'm glad we put on a hell of a show for the fans.
You certainly did. So now you get to go home, rest up a bit, get a full training camp in, and now you're at featherweight. You've got to start thinking about making moves to that top 10, top 15. Who do you want next?
Yeah, absolutely. Welcome to Menace City, everybody. So come on and come join. But hey, I'm not trying to have a long training camp. I'm trying to get back in here in December. So I'm open for reservations. If anybody wants to get a hold of me, get a hold of my manager, Dave Martin, get a hold of Sean Shelby, Mick Maynard, and let's get this fight in December. I'm trying to go to Australia, baby. So I know somebody wants to fight me there.
Oh, we'll get you on that card. I'd like to call that fight. Ladies and gentlemen, make some noise. Michael the Menace Johnson.
Ladies and gentlemen, referee Eve Leving has called a stop to this contest at 4 minutes, 26 seconds of the very third round. To claim the winner by submission due to a rear naked choke, Anthony Lionheart-Smith!
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here with your winner, Anthony Smith. We're going to talk to both fighters, but first of all, are you in pain? Are you injured?
Yeah, man, I wasn't expecting to eat that many leg kicks. Man, that dude kicks hard. So my leg's pretty banged up right now.
So talk to me about the game plan coming in here. Did you want to let this fight breathe a little bit, move into the second, third round?
Yeah, I think I told you guys the other day, the first couple rounds are going to be ugly because he's just so strong, so damn explosive, and he's just so good. I knew I just had to be a nuisance to him, you know, and just wear him out, lay on him, get him tired, and I would take over in the later rounds.
So this puts you in a very interesting position now in the division. We're not sure how the rankings are going to fall, but you've just taken out the number two ranked fighter. Yeah. You're getting closer to that dream fight that you want. What do you see in your future?
Listen, guys, I've been fighting since I was 17 years old. I've been chasing this dream. My career's been up and down. I've just gone through so much adversity, and all I wanted was to stand here in this octagon after a win and to feel confident enough to ask Dana, Hunter Campbell, and Mick Maynard one question. My name is Anthony Smith, and I want a title shot.
Well, I certainly think you've earned it, my friend. Congratulations on a great performance.
Thank you so much, Canada. You guys feel like a second home to me. I love it here. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart.
And Volkan, congratulations on an excellent performance, my friend. Obviously, it didn't go your way tonight. Talk to me about the first couple of rounds and the opportunities that you had that you felt you could get the finish.
Yeah, I felt the momentum a few times. I caught the guy. I just didn't want to rush. I think I learned a lot since my last fight. I just didn't want to be too greedy, you know. So I took my time, but definitely connect once. Broke my nose again. This here, I just broke my nose twice. I guess I came back a little bit too short. My nose wasn't solid enough, so yeah, trouble breathing, but I know I made him tired, and I was tired too. I wasn't able to breathe, and he got the submission. So, but I'll be back for sure. I trained a lot. I trained so much through the years, but now I just want to take my chance again and fight as soon as I can.
Well, you're still right at the top of the division, ladies and gentlemen. Please make some noise. What a fantastic performance, Anthony Smith and Volkan Uzdemir.
No more.